You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We are now in our third week of Advent, and we're looking this week at a set of passages that are labeled meditations that are preparing for the birth, the coming of the Messiah. So there's a kind of turn right now in the season. The first couple of weeks of Advent, we've especially been looking at passages that have to do with the Lord's second coming and our preparation for that. And now we're making a turn and a shift, looking now toward Christmas a bit more, the Feast of the Incarnation, where we're going to celebrate and meditate on Christ's first coming. And of course, the two comings are very closely related. And in the passage we have for this Sunday from Isaiah 35, in a sense, both of these comings are combined, as we'll see. The passage begins, "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God." Remarkable personification here, that the wilderness, the dry land themselves are like individual persons who rejoice and give thanks. You know, this is a picture of spring. Spring coming to a dry and weary land when the rains come, the flowers blossom. Those of us that have experienced this in spring know what it's like, the glory of that time. So here at the start of the passage, it's a new springtime. There's rejoicing and glory. Why? Well, we're going to see in the words that come. In verse 3 and 4, "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you." Why is the desert rejoicing and the wilderness being glad? Because God is coming to save. God is coming to deliver us from our enemies. We've been overcome. We've been beaten down. Our hands are weak. Our knees are shaking. Our hearts are fearful. We're called to be strong, to not fear, because God is coming. And of course, our enemies are not human enemies, as the scripture teaches, that our opponents are the spiritual enemies in the heavenly places. They're also the enemies of our own flesh, of sin, and of the world. God has come to, is coming and has come to deliver us from these things. Well, what will be the result of that? Starting in verse 5, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, and the grass shall become reeds and rushes." These are fruits of healing of the human race, of parts that are the eyes opened, ears unstopped. Our lameness shall be healed, our tongues will be released. These are just the kinds of miracles that the Lord Jesus does when he arrives. These are just the sorts of things he does to indicate the coming of God to save. And then we have this image again, this return to the natural land with springs of water gushing forth. I think a reference here to the Holy Spirit watering our lives and bringing fruitfulness again where there's been barrenness. And then the passage comes to its climax in verses 8 to 10. And it says, "And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." God is coming. He's making a way, a highway. No lion, the evil one, will not be there. And the climax is that the ransomed of the Lord shall return to the land, to the presence of God, to Zion. Joy, gladness shall be their sorrow, and sighing flee away. You know, in many ways, this is the picture of the second coming in the new kingdom. We're looking here also at the fulfillment of the final kingdom. But we're also, as we look toward the coming of the Messiah in his birth, we're looking toward, in some ways, the first act of God to bring this about. God acted decisively in becoming man. The Messiah has come. The eyes of the blind are opened. The way is open even now. This is not yet completely fulfilled, but already we are the ransomed of the Lord who return to his presence with singing and joy. So this is a time, this is a day to look to God, to look to the one who has come and will come, to rejoice in the fruits, and most of all, to rejoice in the God who made us, to find joy and gladness in all the good things that God has done for us.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.